Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, anything can sound creepy in the right context.
Hey, kids. Do you want a friend who will never leave your side?
Okay, well, never mind. That sounds creepy in all contexts.
He'll never leave you.
Never, ever.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend. Friday, March 8th to Sunday, March 10th, we are counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Ariana Grande has revealed that she's putting a brand new spin on Brandy and Monica's 1998 hit The Boy Is Mine on her forthcoming album, Eternal Sunshine. During an interview with Apple Music's Zane Lowe, Grande explained, quote, "I love that song. I've always wanted to reimagine that in some kind of way." The Thank You Next singer said that she was inspired to reinvent the 90s anthem, which lyrically follows a confrontation between two women who are dating the same man after seeing fan reaction to her leaked song Fantasize. While it was never officially released, Fantasize went viral on social media and featured lyrics that described wanting to steal another person's partner. Speaking with Lowe, Grande described her version of The Boy Is Mine as an extension of Fantasize in its own way. Major trouble is coming for the Kent family on Superman and Lois. EW exclusively revealed Thursday that the CW's last remaining comic book series has cast Kung Fu alum Yvonne Chapman as Amanda McCoy. The returning character is described as, quote, intelligent, cunning, and loyal, and is Lex Luthor's most trusted ally in his vendetta against Superman and Lois Lane. Superman and Lois Season 4, which will be a shortened final season with only 10 episodes, does not yet have a premiere date. CBS is teaming up with the NAACP to make TV history. Together, they will develop The Gates, the first daytime soap with a predominantly black cast since 1989's Generations. The new series will follow the lives of a wealthy black family in a posh community. At the helm of it is Emmy-winning daytime veteran Michelle Valjean, who has been a writer on The Bold and the Beautiful since 2012. Valjean will be the new series showrunner, writer, and executive producer. Three more actors have been added to the cast of the upcoming movie SNL 1975, about the first year of NBC's late-night sketch comedy series. Succession star Nicholas Braun will play Muppets mastermind Jim Henson, who made regular appearances on the first 10 episodes of SNL. Casual star Tommy Dewey will play SNL's first head writer Michael McDonoghue, who was also credited as a cast member in the first four episodes of the show and performed sporadically after that. And Hello Tomorrow star Nicholas Podnay will play legendary comedian Billy Crystal, who was set to appear in the SNL premiere before his sketch was cut. And a little programming note to share with all of you, our loyal listeners. The What to Watch podcast is going on an extended hiatus after this episode, but don't worry, you can still get recommendations from us every day at EW.com/whattowatch.
Number five.
What could be more lovable and innocent than an imaginary friend? Well, Imaginary, a new horror movie starring DeWanda Wise, imagines that those friends aren't so imaginary and aren't so friendly. Wise's Jessica returns to her childhood home with her family, and her stepdaughter discovers a stuffed bear named Chauncey in the basement, a bear that Jessica played with as a child. But it turns out Chauncey isn't just a bear. There's something real and sinister trapped inside, and he's not happy that Jessica abandoned him in this house for so long. Here's the trailer.
Hey, kids. Do you want a friend who will never leave your side? Introducing Chauncey the Bear. He'll never leave you.
Never, ever. It's nice to see you again, Alice. Jessica told me you've been spending time with a new friend.
He doesn't want me to talk to you. Chauncey? My favorite thing is his eyes. I can see anything I can imagine in them.
He asked you to do something that hurt you.
Every culture has a name for it. We call them imaginary friends. Just because you stop believing in them doesn't mean they're gone.
Oh, well, the activities that Jessica's stepdaughter and Chauncey get up to become increasingly concerning as Chauncey makes his intentions known. Imaginary is in theaters today. Get ready to hawk out about our next pick. Love Lies Bleeding from St. Maud director Rose Glass is at once an electric new love story and a wild full-throttle thriller. It follows reclusive gym manager Lou, played by Kristen Stewart, who falls hard for Jackie, played by The Mandalorian's Katie O'Brien, an ambitious bodybuilder headed through town to Vegas in pursuit of her dream. But their love ignites violence, pulling them deep into the web of Lou's criminal family, which is headed by her sinister dad. And then things get weird. Very weird. Or as EW put it in our review of the film Out of Sundance, quote, "It's a brutal, bloody, and discombobulating ride, but boy, it is a blast." Let's take a listen to the trailer.
The excitement in the air is palpable. The atmosphere is electric. A celebration of history in the making.
What is this place? You're looking pretty good in there. There's some pretty serious lines going. Yeah? Why don't you want me working for your dad? Well, he's a psycho.
I saw that big girl.
That you two are maybe together.
Do you like guns?
I prefer to know my own strength.
That's not what I'm paying you for.
If you touch her, I'm gonna tell them everything you ever did.
Are you threatening me?
We gotta get out of here. Let's just keep driving. I fucking love you, you idiot.
You'll regret this.
Oh, yeah?
Love Lies Bleeding also stars Jenna Malone, Anna Baryshnikov, Dave Franco, and Ed Harris, and features a script by Rose Glass and Veronica Tofilska. The movie is in theaters now. This next recommendation, like Love Lies Bleeding, also includes a criminal family. The Family, on one of the greatest TV shows ever. But don't just take it from me. Even Sista star Brandon Wellington can't get enough of the show, as we found out when we asked him, what you watching?
The Sopranos on HBO Max. That's right. It's the 25th anniversary of the show that closed out the 99s and opened up the 2000s. My favorite character by far has to be Tony Soprano himself, the big man, the mob boss. We're watching him navigate the complicated crime world and figure out a way to position his people at the top while at the same time opening up his heart via therapy, which was revolutionary at that time. RIP to James Gandolfini, one of the greatest character actors of all time. And happy 25th anniversary to the cast of The Sopranos.
Happy anniversary indeed. And as Brandon mentioned, you can watch The Sopranos on Max. You can see Brandon in Sista's Wednesdays at 9 on BET, and you can catch up on the previous 6 seasons on BET+. Millie Bobby Brown has faced off against Demogorgons and Kaiju, but now she's dealing with dragons. The Stranger Things star headlines Netflix's Damsel about a dutiful young princess who thinks she's marrying a prince, only to find herself sacrificed to a bloodthirsty dragon. The result is a twist on the traditional fairy tale narrative as Brown has to fight to survive. Here's a preview.
I have made a match. A prince. We need this. Your people need you.
I need you to listen to me now. I don't trust them. They may be royalty, but that doesn't make them good people.
Your hand, child.
Close your eyes. I've got you.
Well, Brown stars alongside Nick Robinson, Angela Bassett, and Robin Wright, who is returning to the fairy tale genre almost 40 years after The Princess Bride, this time playing one very evil queen. Damsel is now streaming on Netflix.
Trivia!
It's trivia time. One of the actors in Kung Fu Panda 4, which we'll have more on in just a minute, was the oldest ever actor to be awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who was it? Dustin Hoffman, James Hong, or Mel Brooks? Stick around for that answer, as well as our top two picks and soundbite of the week. What to Watch? We'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Maya Rudolph is just figuring out what to do with all that loot in the season 2 trailer of, well, Loot. Rudolph's Molly Wells has divorced the tech billionaire John Novak, played by Adam Scott, and taken all the settlement money to set up a philanthropic foundation. But she's still finding time for a little self-care, as we hear in our soundbite of the week.
Here we have a folic acid kale smoothie.
Mmm, what flavor is this?
Gin.
That's it. That's what I'm tasting.
Ah, yes, a very familiar flavor. Rudolph and Scott, as well as Michaela J. Rodriguez, Nat Faxon, Ron Funchess, and Joel-Kim Booster all return in a new season of Loot, which premieres, mark your calendars, April 3rd on Apple TV+.
Number two.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Still, Poe is back. For Kung Fu Panda 4, the latest installment in the Kung Fu Panda world that has spanned 4 movies, a show, and a pile of short films, all of which have featured the high-energy voice of Jack Black in the title role. Now, in the latest installment, Poe has to train a new warrior when he becomes the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace. But there's always someone there looking to cause trouble for Poe. This time, it's a shape-shifting sorceress with designs on his staff of wisdom. Here's the trailer.
It is time to take the next step on your journey.
I'm not going to be the dragon warrior anymore.
You will advance to spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace.
Inner peace. Inner peace.
Keep your surf off my turf!
Dinner, please. Dinner with peas in a sesame soy glaze.
This is not working at all.
Tai Lung, big fan.
Once I possess the kung fu of every master villain, no one will
dare question my power.
Not even the great dragon warrior.
Who's that?
The most powerful shape-shifting sorceress, the chameleon.
How do I find this, the chameleon?
I'm gonna lead you right to her front door.
Yeah! It was against an army!
Then we'll just have to get an army of our own.
What is this place?
The best crooks and criminals live here.
You're a wanted criminal?
You sound surprised. Is it surprising?
Well, get ready for more stops at the noodle shop, More mishaps and more Jack Black-style high kicks. Kung Fu Panda 4 is in theaters now. And the Oscar goes to our number one pick this weekend, the Oscars. Ryan Gosling, Billie Eilish, Becky G, John Batiste, and George Scott and the Osage Singers will all perform their nominated songs. Stars including Melissa McCarthy, Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande, Anya Taylor-Joy, Chris Hemsworth, Zendaya, Dwayne Johnson, Michael Keaton, and Catherine O'Hara are among those presenting awards. And oh yes, those awards. Oppenheimer, Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, The Holdovers, and Poor Things have the most nominations. And Jimmy Kimmel is back to host, his fourth time doing so. So what keeps him coming back? Have a listen.
Snacks are good backstage. It's always different. You know, it's the same, but it's also different. And when you see, like last year, we had some of the greatest speeches that I think the Oscars have ever had. So that's what is fun and exciting, especially when the people come off stage. And I saw Brendan Fraser just after he won his Oscar, and he was walking alone backstage. He had it in his hands, and you could see he was completely shaken up, and you could see how meaningful it was to him for probably a lot of reasons. So there is real, for people who are very good at showing fake emotion, there's a lot of real emotion there, and it's fun.
Well, who might Kimmel see backstage admiring their new Oscar on Sunday? Oppenheimer is likely to win big, taking home Best Picture and Director for Christopher Nolan and Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr. Plus, that movie star Cillian Murphy could take home the Best Actor award. Or will it be Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers? His co-star, Davine Joy Randolph, is a guarantee to win Best Supporting Actress. And Best Actress is right now leaning toward Killers of the Flower Moon star Lily Gladstone after her win at the SAG Awards, but this one could still go to Poor Things star Emma Stone. Be sure to listen to the latest episode of the Awardist podcast for our winner predictions in all 23 categories. I promise you, the podcast is not as long as the Oscars. And we share the results of our annual secret ballot where anonymous voters tell us who they did and did not vote for. Trivia. And finally, this weekend, the answer to our trivia question. Which Kung Fu Panda 4 actor is the oldest ever actor to be awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Dustin Hoffman, James Hong, or Mel Brooks? Well, Mel Brooks was 84 when he was given a star on the Walk of Fame, but he isn't in Kung Fu Panda 4. Dustin Hoffman, if you can believe it, doesn't even have a star on the Walk of Fame, so that leaves James Hong. The prolific actor was given a star in 2022 at the age of 93. And that is it for our show this weekend and for a while here. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson, Devin Kogan, Lauren Huff, and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, and hosted and produced by Jared Hall.
What to Watch.